This episode of the Infamous Podcast is brought to you by the Flying Pork Apparel Company.
The Flying Pork Apparel Company is an awfully long name to fit into a 15-second ad. We're most likely going to have to cut it short, but our designer tees and customer services are like way long on quality. Visit flyingporkapparel.com and shirt yourself, folks. Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to the Infamous Podcast. This is Brian.
This is Johnny.
And you're way too far away. Who are you?
Always way too far away.
I know,
away.
Right? So, I'm standing.
If they don't know who I am by now, then right? They might have a problem.
He's only the, you're only the second mic. First mic, whatever. Anyway, what's up?
Wingman of the ridiculousness.
You need to update your Twitter bio to say Wingman of the ridiculousness.
Yeah.
That's a
then
good
I
one.
Get sued by MTV because they have a show called Ridiculousness.
Yeah, but you're the wingman of it, so yeah, well, I don't think they have that trademarked. All right, so we are recording. I just got back from Hawaii
today.
State
the obvious there, Captain.
Right? Dude, I took the red eye back. So from Honolulu to L.A. is 5 hours, and from L.A. to here is 5 hours, and I had a three-hour layover. So I'm tired.
All those layovers, that's where you sleep.
I can't do that.
No,
I can't do that, and I can't sleep on the plane. It sucks. So I did come home and sleep for like 3 hours.
I totally would sleep on the plane. With snakes.
Snuggled up with the snakes. Anyway, all right, so I was not
Samuel
able
Samuel Jackson.
So we had the Sensei Comic Expo last weekend. First time I ever missed.
Cuddle up with Samuel L. Jackson.
Aww. Go the fuck to sleep.
Yeah, I was going to say he might tell me a bedtime story.
Anyway, you didn't go Saturday.
No, I didn't go Saturday.
Why? What was going on there?
Went to the Springfield Antique Extravaganza.
Oh, Angel was talking about going to that and then ended up not.
Should have.
So
it's a decent show.
I think they went a couple weeks to the last one.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah, the big ones are May and September.
Yeah.
But like, every time we've gone in September, it rained, and it rained to the point of some booths got flooded.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It must have rained, like, throughout the night, because it rained down here on that night, too.
Cool.
Yeah, Friday and the Saturday, it rained. I don't know. I was sleeping. But when we got up there, there was lakes of water. There was booths that had stuff underneath water. There was
like stuff that was under their table that,
well, like metal signs that you just lay out on the grass, like got flooded, and you know, lots of antique glasses with lots of water in them.
Antique water? Wait, no.
No, it wasn't antique water. Antique dust mixed with the water, I'm sure.
Right. So what did you, like, just the limited time you spent at the expo, like, what were some highlights?
I wouldn't say it was limited.
Well,
I
mean,
there 2 days.
But it's not like our normal, like,
I would. I actually, the way Saturday sounded, I'm kind of glad I missed it.
What happened,
it was wall to wall people, so you know.
Did they change the setup from last year?
They widened the aisles a little bit more.
Yeah.
So it wasn't the corners of doom or the, you know, the Minotaur maze.
Yeah.
As I was thinking, it felt like it was. They widened the aisles a little bit, so they moved some artists and vendors around.
Okay.
No, they just have a weird setup sometimes. Like, there was literally an artist right across from Queen City's booth that made no sense. It was just one random artist.
Yeah?
Yeah. So,
wait, just an artist, like, out in the middle of nowhere?
Artist in that row, that aisle, and that. So, you know. That's Comic Book World canceled because Paul wasn't feeling well enough to set up, so.
I hope he's okay.
Yeah.
So,
but I mean, it was a busy show every day that I was there.
Cool.
So,
I mean,
it was fun.
I mean, that's our home show, so I always wanted to do well.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I just, you know, walked around, didn't find a lot.
No. Did you buy anything?
I bought some figures from Daniel. That was about it. I was looking for an Infinity Gauntlet and did not find one.
I think you already had one.
I have the Techno Gauntlet.
Oh, you bought the Iron Man one. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, you have a picture. We have a picture of you with the Infinity Gauntlet. Whose gauntlet was that?
Daniel's. which he had the ingenious idea to charge $1 a person
to take a picture. Take a picture. That's awesome.
So I got in there when it was free.
Right.
Yeah. So that, I mean, it was fine. I'd seen a lot of people that, you know, are there every year.
Yeah.
Got to see Aaron's baby. So.
Yeah. How was she? Yeah.
She was fine.
Any cool new hugs?
There were some decent ones. I didn't buy any this year.
No.
But, you know, there was decent ones in that. I mainly stopped by to see how they were and
yeah.
See the baby, who's very active.
Cool.
So.
Very cool. So, yeah, that's Erin in Artland, yep. Right?
Erin.
You guys want to check out her website. She does her some
hugs,
awesome
what
stuff.
What is it? Hugs?
She does the hugs, yeah.
Yeah. One of her pages has hugs in it, I think. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah, like I said, I'm bummed I missed it, but we had volleyball and then I was leaving, so
yeah.
I really couldn't justify going down this year.
You could have came down for a few hours.
Maybe, but like I said, it was just I had a bunch of shit to do. So Yakface has been like crazy busy on Instagram today.
Yeah.
With the Triple Force Friday stuff.
Well, they announced so, everything.
Well, they did the Star Wars YouTube
Star
channel.
StarWars.com did the whole thing, yeah. The whole reveal.
There's some cool stuff.
I didn't look at it all yet.
So, they have this cool Fallen Order trooper.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll link to his YouTube account. And they have what's her name, Janna from Rise of Skywalker, the Black Girl.
Oh, okay.
So,
they showed more than what's coming in the first.
Oh, yeah. There's some really cool stuff. Then they've got the Carbonite Mandalorian and a Carbonite Sith Trooper.
Just like repaints.
Yeah, repaints.
The box says Carbonite. Yeah.
It's in that maroon box.
Oh, they're doing a Sith Trooper too?
Yeah, they're doing the Sith Trooper
They're
as well.
Doing a Jet Trooper and the Mandalorian.
The Mandalorian.
All exclusives for different stores.
And then they had Cara Dune.
Oh, okay. Well, I figured they would do her in the second.
This is a great looking figure.
Yeah.
Like, it looks exactly like her. It's like that new Rey. The new Rey figure is really good.
With Dio.
Yeah. I want the Cal Kestis.
Yeah, from Fallen Order.
Actually, that and the second, I think the second Sister Inquisitor is great. It's the first Inquisitor we've got in the Black Series.
Yeah.
The freaking Rey one looks spot on Daisy Ridley. Yeah. Like, this is the best face mold yet for her.
It's that face thing that they're doing now.
The Kylo Ren is just a different head from the previous Kylo Ren.
Well, and you can remove the cape and the hood. Like, it's all removable. So he, like, literally, you can just have him with
them. You can have different versions.
Because I think, before you couldn't remove the cape. You'd have to pop the head off to take the cape off, I'm pretty sure, before. So...
Yeah, but no, Cal's a great looking figure.
Yeah.
I mean, like the intricacy of his costume and stuff.
Plus, you can turn him into the Joker. Since that's the actor
from
that played
Gotham, right?
Yeah.
I didn't watch that.
I just knew. I know that. I only watched the first season of Gotham.
Yeah, there's a C-3PO rocking Chewie's bandolier. I don't know if that's part of the actual figure or not, but.
Supposedly.
Cool. We're going to see C-3PO in action. And then right when we started, he posted a Target exclusive 6-inch First Order Snowtrooper.
Okay. So, another one?
Yeah. Well, but this one's a little different. It's got like a cloak. Like, and it looks like it might be soft goods.
Okay.
So, but, and then there's a vintage series Luke Skywalker X-Wing coming out.
Yeah, that should be coming out on Triple Force.
Yeah, so... Yeah, there's the Mando, there's the First Order Jet Trooper.
Not that there's really anywhere that Triple Force is going to...
Are you going to go first thing Friday morning, or...?
I got to work.
Yeah.
So,
I'm flying back, so I need to figure out, like, maybe Andrew can help us out.
I don't know.
So...
I'll figure something out.
Yep. I really, like, out of the first wave, I really definitely want to get the Mandalorian and Cal in the second
sister. Yeah.
But,
And were you going to go for white boxes or black boxes?
I don't care about that. So, that's just.
I might buy one of each of the white box.
Just to keep in the box?
Just keep in the box and then get get the black boxes as I find them.
To open or whatnot.
Yeah, or to open and keep in, you know.
But
if they're keeping with the black and red, then, you know, I've been collecting black and red. So.
Yep. I'm ready for the Mandalorian. Like, November 12th can't get here soon enough. If you actually With Disney Plus, if you go to Just Watch, mm-hmm. you know that I've told you about that yeah. before. They have everything that's going to be on there first thing.
Yeah.
So a lot of really good stuff.
Well, and if they're saying that everything that they've been showing is coming, then it's like, you know, it's worth it.
So, one thing I did see while I was gone is, and it's a rumor, but I want to get your opinion on it. Apple might be buying Sony Pictures.
Okay.
So, because Apple's launching their Apple Plus, right, Apple yeah. TV Plus, which starts November 1st. And they need a library, right? They don't have.
Sure, yeah.
Like they, you know, they have some originals that they're going to produce. They're going to be weekly TV right. shows, but they need a library. The interesting
thing. Yeah, because they got that one with Jason Momoa.
Yeah, there's that. There's the one with Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon and Steve Carell, the morning show thing.
Yeah.
There's the one with Haley Sitwell about. Oh, shoot. I forget the author. But.
I don't know.
Dickinson or something like that. Emily Dickinson.
Oh, okay.
So, but here's the thing. So if Apple buys Sony Pictures, yeah. Spider-Man's rights revert back to Disney.
Yeah.
So here's just crazy conspiracy theory, Brian brain working. Apple and Disney have a really good relationship.
Yes.
I mean, no. they're a little mad
at Bob Iger now.
Yeah, but they always use like Disney stuff at their. Well, sure. Yeah. So, but here's the thing. And like Steve Jobs, you know, saved Pixar.
Right.
So here's the thing is Apple could feasibly buy this just to help Disney get their rights back. And then Disney could be like, and then they could work with Disney and be like, hey, how about you give us some of the streaming stuff as well? So you stream it on yours, stream some of it on ours.
Maybe.
Like, that would be a great, like, quid pro quo. Yeah. Like, you scratch our back, we scratch yours. Because Apple's sitting on $130 trillion in cash.
Yeah.
Like, they could go buy Sony Pictures and not make a dent in that pile of Scrooge McDuck-esque money.
It's kind of Disney's money pile, too.
I mean, Apple's is the biggest in the world right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But no, but you're right. Disney's is huge, too.
Well, that's because Disney bought a bunch of shit in the last few years.
Right, but then it doesn't look like Disney is just buying everything up, right? Like, I think there's some fear.
Conspiracy.
Right, exactly. Like I said, conspiracy theory. But I think it would be kind of cool if that was the case, because then we don't have to deal with the bullshit Sony Spider-Man stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know... As much as I enjoyed Into the Spider-Verse, right now, that's a fluke.
It was.
You know, it's a great movie. Like, a lot of people say it's their favorite Spider-Man movie. I don't necessarily agree with that. From my opinion, like, it's not my favorite Spider-Man movie.
What's your favorite Spider-Man movie?
I loved Homecoming, I think. Okay. I think for me it goes Homecoming, Spider-Man 2... And then Far From Home, Spider-Verse, kind of like, oh, okay. Depending on the mood I'm in, those can flip flop.
Oh. I think that Spider-Verse got the heart of it, or the heart of Spider-Man, mm-hmm. more than most of the Spider-Man movies have done. And that just by having multiple Spider characters in it, I think they got right. more of the heart of what Spider-Man is.
Yeah, I'm not saying they didn't do an amazing job, but
I mean, I like it, so.
I think it was a bit of a fluke from Sony to be able to put something of that caliber out.
Yeah.
And it was partly because Lord and Miller, that's their wheelhouse.
Well, it's an animated movie. Right. I mean, you know, yeah. The Lego movie did it for some reason, so, right. you know.
Did you see the second one of those?
I have it. I haven't watched it yet.
It hits HBO, or it hit HBO this week, or it hits next week.
I bought it during some sale for like $10.
Your Black Friday sales.
It wasn't a Black Friday. It was.
Oh, right.
That came out earlier in the year.
Cool. Oh, yeah, I guess it did. Didn't it?
Yeah. It just was one of those sales where like they had a bunch of different movies that came out that were like $10 for the Blu-rays, and I'm like, well, that's not bad.
No. All right, so I was able to catch up on a bunch of movies that I've kind of been like lax in seeing this mm-hmm. week. So I watched Alita Battle Angel.
Yeah.
Which we were talking about before we came in. They had the balls to end that movie on a cliffhanger.
Okay.
Which I thought was pretty darn ballsy, because I don't think it did great at the box office. At least not the American box office. I think it killed in China.
Which is where it made all its money.
I would watch a second one.
Just to see where it goes.
To see where it goes, because like Edward Norton is introduced at the end of the movie.
Spoilers.
Yeah. I watched Shazam.
I haven't seen that yet.
Which I actually enjoyed.
Okay.
It's the first really like kind of bright and sunny DC movie. Like okay. I would put it if we're talking like on par with like Marvel movies, it's probably on par with like Ant-Man 2.
Okay.
So like Ant-Man 1 was better than Ant-Man 2.
Yeah.
But like it's that same kind of self-contained-ish like story where like humor drives a lot of it.
Yeah.
Zachary Levi was great. The kid that played Billy Batson was great. His buddy with the crutches was
Freddie
great.
Freddie Freeman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then freaking Mark Strong, man. That guy is like DC's go-to villain.
Played Dr. Sylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was pretty good.
Yeah. They got the character wrong, but okay.
Well, I'm not saying they were right on the character. Yeah. I think he did good because he's a good actor.
Well, yeah.
Like, Sinestro was the best part of that horrific Green Arrow movie, or Green Lantern movie.
There was a Green Arrow movie? And Sinestro was in it?
Yes.
Wow.
But
how did I miss that one?
Yeah. What else I could watch? I watched Creed 2.
Okay.
I caught up on that. That was awesome. It had like cinematically like from like the shots and like what they did a little different than the first time out.
Okay.
And it really worked. Well,
the first Creed movie was Coogler's second movie.
Yeah.
He had done Fruitvale
and then Creed.
Yeah. So I mean, he's learned stuff from.
So, well, he didn't direct the second one. He executive produced it.
I thought he directed it.
It was going to be it was him and then it was Stallone. And then let me hold on.
I don't know. I bought it and I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, Steve Cappell Jr. directed it.
Okay. I don't know who that is.
So, but he did really good. Like he did a really good job. So he did The Land a different time, The Land of the or A Different Tree. So, not a lot. I mean, he's a relative newcomer as well.
Right.
But yeah, he did a lot of these really like he handled the boxing really well.
Yeah.
Like not that Coogler didn't. Like I think the difference is we got to see some more exterior shots. Like, you know, a lot of times when they film like a boxing movie, the camera's in close. So like,
well, so, you know, the fighters, like Rocky movies always had the camera that was during the arena.
So it was a little more like that.
Yeah.
Dolph Lundgren was great as Ivan Drago coming back. His kid Victor was great. That guy's like an MMA fighter. He's a freaking beast. Michael B. Jordan is definitely my top five of favorite actors at this point.
Okay.
Even Van Forstick, like he was the best part of that. Like I'm all about
watching that his well movies. Enough to, so I've never gone back and watched it again.
Yeah. I just watched it the one time too, but he's the only thing that I really remember. But yeah, so just a couple
a lot
movies.
Of shit smears on a screen.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, just some things that I was able to catch up on, which were, cool. Like, you know, just I hadn't had a chance to watch.
Yeah.
So yeah. Are you gonna go see The Joker?
Probably.
Are you gonna see it next weekend or are you gonna wait?
Oh, I'll probably wait. I don't know when. I still need to see it. I've finally seen Lion King, I finally seen Toy Story 4, I seen Downton Abbey.
Oh, how was Downton Abbey?
It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's different than the show because it's a, you know, 2-hour movie. And that, so they knew how to write for it being a movie. It was nice because at the beginning they pretty much did a review of the entire show.
Oh, okay.
Like 10 minutes before, like the 10 minutes before the movie starts.
Oh, they just did a like.
Like this is if you're just coming into this movie and you've never watched a TV show, this is what's happening.
Previously, on Downton Abbey.
Pretty much, it was two of the actors introduced it, and you know. Welcomed everybody and then told everything that had happened on the show up until the point of this is where the movie starts.
So in the movie, does Edith get a chance to shoot Mary in the face?
No.
Damn it.
No. They've buried the hatchet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Edith is the better woman there because Mary is awful.
Edith fell into the better spot than Mary did. So.
But I haven't watched every episode, so
right.
You know, I like Angel.
It was
how many
interesting
times,
to see.
Hold on. How many times through have you watched?
I've watched it twice all the way through.
I think Angel's watched it all the way through like four, maybe five times. And so through that, I've caught probably 60% of the episodes, yeah, but enough to know what's going on, right?
Yeah, and with the show, it was cool to see, like, sets you have seen on a small screen, mm-hmm, small screen being objective, but, like, seeing the actual Highclere Castle on a giant, yeah, movie screen, oh, was kind of awesome. Cool.
You know, you can do an Airbnb there now, yeah, starting October 1st.
Yep. Yeah, they advertised that before the movie started, too.
So are you and Elva going to
no
jump across the pond?
No. I would go. I don't think she would fly. But
let's do it.
Yeah, do Celebration. Cinematically, it was like a different – the story was like faster paced than the episodes,
yeah,
it kinda
has to
because
be, right?
But they made sure to focus a little bit on every character that was a main character. So everybody got a little moment, and that was cool.
I like Tom.
And that yeah.
Tom's probably my favorite
Branson
character. Yeah.
Yeah, he had a pretty good substantial role in this, which nice was cool. So and, I think that they focused more story on the fan favorites, and then yeah, they just gave sure you a little bit of everybody
so
else.
So would
too
you say it was fan service-y?
No.
Like
no. Like I think like even with some of the characters, like there was things where you were like, okay, the way I put it to Elva after I got home was I said, this is the actual conclusion that I would want if this was the one shot
sure
movie. This was the conclusion that we should have got because
the
finale didn't feel like a finale to me.
Well, I think they had the plan to do something like this all along.
Well, I think like Julian Fellows was just, you know, I read an article where he said he was reading because, you know, obviously for what he does with the historical stuff that he does, he was reading something about there was an actual tour that the king and queen did of Yorkshire back in like 1912.
Okay.
So he just used that story element to make a movie out of this and had it where the king and queen came to Downton Abbey.
Hmm.
And, you know, they showed a ceremony and...
Was this Elizabeth the second?
No.
What? Oh, wait, no. This takes place in like the 30s, right? So 40s?
Was it Albert? No, it was 1927.
Wait, when did the Titanic sink?
12.
Oh. Okay, never
yeah
mind. Yeah.
Yeah, that's when the show starts.
Yeah, it starts when the Titanic
yeah
sunk. Yeah,
yeah, this is 27. Okay. So Mary, at this point, they show, like, you know, they didn't go into it or anything. She, at the end of the show, she had married Larry Talbot.
Yeah, Ozzie Diaz.
Yeah. The guy who raced cars and stuff,
yeah,
like
Matthew
that.
Good.
Ozymandias.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, he wasn't in much of the movie.
No.
Like, I guess he was busy doing something.
Well, because it's funny, because she had a kid with Legion.
Yes.
So.
And then that's the thing, is by yeah the time this movie starts, she had a kid. Another
with,
kid.
With
yeah
Ozymandias.
Yeah.
Well, now, like, the kid, the first kid,
mm-hmm,
whose name I can't remember, I just liked when he would talk to Barrows, and he'd be like, goodbye, Mr.
Yeah
Bellows.
Yeah.
That's like the cutest thing ever.
Yeah, like
Mr.
when Bellows. When and that's a funny thing of how that show's developed, because
I'm changing the title of this to Goodbye, Mr. Bellows.
Okay. what's his name? Was the butler on the show?
Higgins? No, not Higgins. That
not
was
Higgins.
Magnum PI.
Yeah,
the old guy.
Yes.
Yeah,
I can't remember his name. Sorry, Jim Carter's the
yeah
actor's name. Barrow kind of became what
yeah,
he was for Mary.
Of, yeah.
Barrow's kind of that for the boy.
Okay.
And that, like, you know, he's
yeah
become a more kinder, gentler, because Barrow yeah was an asshole.
Oh, yeah. He
like,
was,
and they acknowledge that in the, like, 10 minute thing where they, like, introduce you to yeah Downton Abbey if you've never seen
this
it.
This is Barrow's, he's
yeah
a piece of shit.
Like, they literally,
like, that's
were
all
like,
you need to know.
You know, he went, he was like this, and this is what he's become, and now he is the butler at Downton Abbey and all that. And he had a pretty good story in this because they, you know, he's a gay character.
Yeah.
So they give you a story with him and finally some happiness in his life.
Yeah,
cause
good
he's always been
yeah
like kind of a tragic character
yeah
too. So,
well, because he was homosexual in a time,
yeah,
in
a time
place
when
where,
it, yeah,
you know, that wasn't ever good.
But
be
it, I mean, that actor, I think that actor's a good actor too.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, it was cool to see, like, he actually got,
there is
something like redeeming.
There is zero
in his
doubt that the P people who are on the show as actors and actresses are good actors and actresses. They handle the material so well.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, if they do another one, okay, but I don't need another one.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the payoffs that they paid off, like, for the fans were decent enough. So I was very happy.
I wonder what it's going to do, like, box office.
It did really well over, like, the weekend.
But, I mean, like, will it have legs? Is it, like... You know, because Angel's not going to see it until this coming weekend, like, yeah, this weekend.
I think,
and with the Joker coming out.
When,
like,
did I see it? Tuesday. I went Tuesday, and literally, it was not crowded, but there was a decent sized group. I think I was the youngest person in the theater.
Yeah,
and I'm not young by any means. Yeah, but
so when I got up the other day, there were, like, between 50 and 100 messages from you jabronis, and there was the one that I saw where you were like, I was the youngest one, and they were all calling you
old.
And
literally, I sat there through the all the credits and watched everybody leave,
yeah,
and I can confirm that I was the youngest person there. Like, I was like, maybe they might be a little bit older than me.
You weren't
they're
doing
really that. Older than me. I'm like, my mom and dad would come to see this movie if they knew what it was. And
you weren't doing a gallop outside.
The best part of it was is... when there was a moment of, like, fun in the movie, everybody laughed.
Good.
Everybody got the joke. So I'm like, everybody in this theater has seen the show, like, probably multiple times.
Well, I mean,
but
it's on PBS. It's, you know, on Amazon.
Well, sure, yeah. So. I mean, you know, but it's one of those things where it's like, it was, like, it was literally like going to see a Star Wars or Marvel movie. Like,
yeah,
everybody in the theater was a fan, and you're like, this is cool.
I mean, this is a franchise,
yeah,
right? Like,
yeah.
You know, it's a universe.
And there was an advertisement for a new show coming from the creator of Downton Abbey that's like, okay, might have to check that out.
Upton Abbey.
No, it looks different, but it's like around the same time frame.
So maybe you'll see some of the characters.
I think some of the actors will show up eventually, but I don't think they'll be playing the characters.
Okay.
I think it's a totally different place, but it's like... looks like maybe around the same time frame, and looks like kind of a mystery, but with the drama of the Downton type drama. I like that. The Lion King was okay.
Yeah, like, they added 90 minutes to that movie, or 30 minutes to that
30
movie.
Minutes.
Where it's like, why would you add 30
well,
moon? If
it,
did why
you
would
see
you
it?
Add? No,
okay.
I haven't yet. I'll watch it when it
so
hits plus. But
it's the movie, but they added sequences in. The musical sequences are done differently.
Yeah.
And actually made it cool because it's a live action movie, so they're supposed to be live animals.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, I Just Want to Be King is different.
Yeah.
Like, the way they shot it. Be Prepared is actually scary.
Oh.
Chiwetel Ejiofor plays Scar.
Yeah.
And I don't think he can sing.
No.
So they did it as he was just pretty much talking it out.
I mean, that's kind of
so
how Jeremy
music,
Irons did it.
Well, Jeremy Irons, like,
but he kind of like,
and
it was like
wasn't
that Adam
Jeremy
Duritz,
Irons.
But it was like that Adam Duritz talk singing,
yeah,
you know.
But I mean, like, most of that wasn't Jeremy Irons singing. It was what's his name that plays the Hyena Bob?
Oh, really?
Like, he had to sing it because Jeremy Irons was not there to record.
Oh, interesting.
But because the hyenas are vicious in this. They're not the funny ha-ha hyenas from the animated. It's actually supposed to be these animals are real.
Right.
And this is really, like, happening. So he's, like, you know, in with the hyenas, obviously, like the original movie. And he kind of just talks it. And the music's playing lightly in the background. And it's like, okay, this actually makes it kind of scary sounding.
Right.
So, you know, James Earl Jones has gotten old.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell there a extreme difference between this Mufasa in the animated movie.
Okay.
But I thought he did a really good job. Just pretty good all the way around.
Cool.
I don't, like, there were some people where I was like, you know, did we need Beyonce? Like, she didn't really sing that much.
Yeah,
so
like, well, like, Billy made the comment about how the voices were kind of distracting because they got such well-known.
Well, Donald Glover, people, you know, isn't distracting. He just sounded like, you know, he sounded like Matthew Broderick, actually.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, he was very similar. Like, you knew it was Donald Glover, but he did a very similar, like, voice to Matthew Broderick's. But he's a fan of that movie, so it's right. Like, you know, he wasn't trying to go over the top.
Well, and he's a badass.
I thought that Seth Rogen was awesome.
He
was Pumbaa.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, so it was like, it was him and I think Billy Eichner played Timon.
Okay.
So, I love Billy you know, Eichner they were both really good, and they did a lot more with their characters and a lot more with the land where they were from. Like, there was more animals in their area. Like, it was a refugee area.
Oh, okay.
But it was cool because, like,
everybody on their
reaction
the
to Simba showing up was, like, kind of fun to see that humor and, you know, all that. But, like, it, you know, it was decently done.
So, I liked The Jungle Book.
Yeah.
I wasn't a huge fan of Beauty and the Beast, but I'm not a huge fan of Beauty and the Beast.
Well, the thing that I said to Elva when we walked out of this one was, this was the one that was the most similar to the animated. Like, they didn't
go
off track. Oh, yeah.
So
Aladdin's different.
I haven't watched Aladdin yet.
Yeah.
It's on the Delta Plains, so I'm probably going to watch it, like, going over. But, like, what I saw from other people watching it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I want to watch it on that, like, 6-inch screen because it looks like hot garbage. So, like, I think maybe it needs to be,
like, on a TV screen.
On, like,
or,
a 40 or 50-inch TV screen minimum.
I'll be happy to watch it on my TV, but, like, that movie was the same as, like, Beauty and the Beast and Jungle Book and Cinderella, where they deviated from the story that was the animated story. Maleficent, too. Like, totally deviated.
Maleficent was badass.
Yeah. So, like, this one, there wasn't much deviation.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think that made it not as enjoyable because
it was
like, some of the lines were straight up like the lines from the animated. And I'm like, oh, okay.
I literally could have just stayed home and watched
it's
the
like,
epic.
We just watched this like a couple months ago, didn't we? But it was visually.
Yeah.
Like, visually, this movie was beautiful. Like, I know they went and shot in Africa, and, you know, they shot real animals, and then they digitized animals and that. But, like, I'm like, Favreau has a great eye.
Dude,
for
Favreau
like, you
is
know,
awesome.
Well, I mean, like, Iron Man, and that's all more technical stuff. Like, to actually shoot, like, the world, like, it looked like, and it looked like National Geographic, except the animals were talking.
Right.
It was like, okay, you know, I'm cool with this. And that Toy Story 4 was the supremely better of the two. We seen them both on the same day.
So
Toy Story 4, if that was the end, that was a great ending.
Do you want it to be the end?
I do actually want it to be the end. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, I can deal with, like,
I feel
the Toy Story shorts and that type of stuff, but I want that to be the end of the cinematic Toy Story movies.
I feel like Toy Story 4 kind of came and went really quietly. Like, because Toy Story 3 had so much fanfare behind it, and, like, this is the culmination of Andy's story.
Yeah.
And we had, like, you know, literally some people have grown up with Andy at the same cadence and everything.
But with this one, you realize that it wasn't ever Andy's story.
Well.
It's somebody else's
story. But it's the toy's relationship to Andy.
Yeah. But the movie's called Toy Story for
that,
a reason.
So.
No, it's more, you figure out that this was all Woody's story.
Yeah.
Like, the whole time.
Well, so there's Haley showed me a YouTube channel where the guy talks about how Woody was Andy's dad's toy.
That's what everybody thinks.
Is that covered in the in 4?
No, it's never covered in the movie.
It's all the toys with the little girl, right?
They acknowledge is that Woody's been around since the 50s.
Okay.
And I mean, nobody's ever said what happened
to
Andy's dad.
Well, because this channel was like, the guy was saying, and
it's,
I wish I remember the name, how
like
all the pictures in the house are actually Andy's dad, not Andy, and it's his grandparents' house, and they're moving out.
I mean,
like, the dad died, and they're living, but
you know,
I don't
but
know. But
where's the grandparents then? You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's the same thing as the theory that all Pixar movies exist in the same universe. It's just a theory, you know, but it's the same theory that Jesse was Andy's mom's doll.
Interesting.
Yeah, because Andy's hat is a Jesse hat.
Yeah,
like it looks like a Jesse's hat, not like Woody's hat.
Right.
So they, when they have the flashback in Toy Story 2, the girl who owns Jesse is wearing that hat, and they just said she had the hat still, but she had gotten rid of the doll, and you know, it's like okay, but it's just a kids' cartoon movie.
Yeah,
people are delving too far into it, and I mean, you know, it's always that idea that where did he get Woody from? Yeah, it probably was his dad's toy.
Yeah.
And that, and that's, you know, why he valued it so much. It would make sense, but, yeah, you know.
Cool.
I mean,
you dad, watching anything dad good on TV? Around.
I was on vacation, so I didn't watch much TV.
The Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah.
I know I've been trying to get you to watch Succession for a couple weeks now. The Righteous Gemstones is where
I've
it's
heard
at.
That
it
yeah.
is. Did you like Eastbound and Down or Vice Principals? Did you
I never
watch...
watched Eastbound and Down. I watched the first season of Vice Principals and I liked it.
So it's that, I mean, it's that humor.
But, you know, there's so much to watch. I still haven't watched The Boys, so.
Oh, yeah, you have to watch. Yeah. You need to watch that, and then when I get back, we'll talk about that.
I haven't watched The Boys, so I don't know.
That's good. There's filming.
Sometimes I just don't feel like.
They actually put out a trailer for season two already.
Oh, really?
Which
Carnival Row
cool.
season two started filming today.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so Orlando Bloom posted
something. You know what?
Something.
I might download that.
Yeah.
And watch that.
It's
on
only
the plane.
8 or 10
yeah.
episodes.
Are they an hour each?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a little longer, a little shorter, you know, depending on what the story pace is.
What was that? One of the shows that came out recently, it was like the time difference, like the shortest episode was 37 minutes and the longest episode was like an hour 20.
Really?
And it's like, wow, that's a big gap.
Yeah.
So
I don't know.
I forget what it was now.
I know the OA did that.
Yeah.
When we, that first season.
Yeah, that first
OA,
season of the OA.
Maybe it was the second season. I don't know.
I started to try and watch the second season.
I have not tried to.
And it's not the same show.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right.
I don't know.
I'm all good. I don't. It's canceled anyway. There's no reason to put
myself. Oh, is it canceled? Yeah. Netflix likes to cancel stuff.
All of a sudden, yeah.
Do they just like
to
bring
it used
on,
to be things would get like
3 to 5
seasons,
it.
And now like 2, and it's so.
I don't know.
But I think the OA is one of those shows that they didn't own.
Yeah.
Even though it was a Netflix original, it wasn't one that they owned.
Yeah, it wasn't their production company.
So they don't make as much off of it, which,
right.
You know, with the streaming wars that are coming.
The streaming wars. Taco Bell will win.
Well, so wait, it was what was it in Demolition Man? It was
Taco Bell.
It was Taco Bell in like some.
No, it was just Taco Bell.
Just Taco Bell. Yeah. Okay. Because in Parks and Rec, we talked about this. It was Chipotle, Verizon, and Exxon.
Yeah, there was three companies.
But they were three companies that became one.
Right.
No,
they just said Taco Bell won the franchise.
The franchise wars. But
restaurant franchise wars.
Yeah.
And that, but they didn't acknowledge any other companies. I think that Taco Bell sponsored them.
Yeah.
I kind of remember that promotional crap back then. I've been watching Sarah Connor Chronicles. So, what's his name? Miguel from This Is Us showed up in an episode.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, This Is Us came
and
back.
What you call week. It? Walter White's brother-in-law.
Yeah, Hank.
Was on 2 episodes.
Dean Norris.
Yeah.
He's been on a ton of stuff.
Who else showed up? Somebody else showed up recently that I was like, hey. It's like, hey, I know you.
Yeah.
Max Perlich, which he shows up in everything, too.
Right.
Yeah, I'm about midway through the second season. So.
That second season was awesome.
That whole show has been like.
I'm not saying the whole show wasn't awesome, but that second season was another level of storytelling in the Terminator universe.
It's just crazy. Like, crazy things going on. Well, thing with, like, Derek Reese's girlfriend coming back to keep an eye on John, too, for some mysterious reason. And that stuff, like, I forget things, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember this. I remember that.
Right.
And that, I mean, you know. Just the cast itself that just a really good cast. Like, Lena Headey was, I want to say she was better on that than she was on Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was a great Sarah Connor.
It's not that she wasn't, like,
Summer Glau, could play the hell out of Terminator.
I think that was Summer Glau's best role.
Yeah.
Like,
I think that being River
helped
her to beat Cameron.
Yeah.
And it's like, Cameron probably was that role that she can't do anything else.
Right.
Like, that will top that.
Right. So I really liked her as Cameron. I liked her on the stint she did in season 2 or 3 of The Unit. The Dennis Hasbro.
Oh, yeah. She played
the
white
girlfriend.
Trash girl.
She was great in that.
Yeah.
Like, as River, she was probably one of, if not the best part of Firefly.
Yeah.
I mean.
But like playing Cameron, she plays multiple
right
roles in one.
Like when she plays this, she has to pretend to be his sister. And then right. she's the protector.
Well, like I forgot the about there was an episode that where she like would go, like she don't sleep. She's a robot. Mm-hmm. She don't sleep. So she goes out to like the historical records building at night and made friends with the guy who was the night attendant.
Right.
And like the whole episode is just them figuring out about a Terminator who mm-hmm. got dropped into the wrong time zone and what he was planning to do. And right. then like the end of it, she fights him and kills yeah. him. And that, but it was one of those episodes where you're like, she's playing Cameron, but she's playing Cameron as just a normal girl mm-hmm. that's friends with this guy.
And then what we learn about Cameron later on. And then she becomes
Cameron at the end and yeah. tells him your cancer's back.
Yep.
And like, he like totally like tells yeah. her to go away. And I was like, okay, you know, that was a really good episode. Like it was a good focus on her mm-hmm. episode too. So, and that, but yeah, Brian Austin Green's awesome in that too. Like, you know. I just think the whole cast was solid, like first and second season.
Yeah. And I guess the other big thing is the Crisis stuff. Crisis
oh, yeah. Tom Welling and Erica Durant.
Erica Durant.
They started shooting their stuff this
They're
week.
They're saying Linda Carter might be showing up as Wonder
well,
Woman.
Well,
she was
the president yeah. of Supergirl's world. Right. So, but like it, this is like where they're
but she's
just,
an alien on Supergirl.
Was she?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
But they're combining all the Arrowverse and the Supergirl and Black Lightning into one universe.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's cool.
It's
you know,
about
that
time,
way
right?
that, you know, everybody can show up.
I really, really hope we get Dean Cain and Terry Hatcher.
That would be kind of cool.
They should just not announce it.
Yeah.
Like, that would be not announcing the two of them is ideal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that would be kind of cool. I don't know. We'll see. I mean,
Brandon Routh is going to play Superman again.
Yeah, he's playing Kingdom Come Superman.
Yeah.
So he's playing the older,
yeah
graying Superman. What you call it is playing Batman, old Batman. The voice. I can't remember his name now.
Michael Ironside?
No, the voice of Batman.
Oh, Kevin Conroy.
Kevin Conroy.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be live action.
He's like playing Batman Beyond Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. But I mean, some of these people are only going to be in the show for like 5 minutes and then their world's going to be destroyed by the Anti-Monitor.
Yeah.
So, I'm, you know, I'm kind of hoping that they fold Smallville into that universe.
That'd be cool.
And like, you know, that he was Superman and, you know.
We get Justin Hartley as Green Arrow.
Hmm? No, no. Like, Stephen Amell would be
No. Fuck Stephen Amell. Justin Hartley as Green Arrow.
No, see, Stephen Amell's the one that kept pushing for Tom Welling to be on Arrow.
Yeah, I know. I'm kidding.
Yeah, that'd be great. Like, so. But like he was so happy that like when they announced it, he's like, finally.
His video was really good.
Yeah,
so.
It's like, you know,
now,
finally that.
Is Tom Welling gonna wear the suit?
I don't know.
Or is
I
he
don't
gonna
care,
be Clark
really.
Kent? I don't care either.
Yeah. The picture that Erica Durant posted on her Instagram just has him in the plaid.
I'm super happy Erica Durant is showing up.
But I mean, yeah.
You know, she's a.
But I mean, it's kind of cool, like, you know, if they fold that into the universe and, like, he could show up on Supergirl.
Yeah. It's too bad we don't have Chloe.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know.
Poor Allison Mack.
Yeah.
Went crazy.
It'd be nice to see, like, Kristen Crook come back
yeah.
as Lana, but that's not going to happen either.
We get Kyle Gallagher to show up as Impulse.
Yeah.
Alan Richmond.
I'm happy that they got, like, everybody they got. Burt Ward's going to be on it, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, if Linda Carter's coming back, that's cool.
I wonder if they're going to get
the
kids.
I wonder
if they'll get the kids from Titans to. If they'll get any of the kids from Titans to show up.
They might.
Did you see the first shots of the Nightwing costume?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, they're grainy and it's a nighttime shoot, but it looks pretty.
Not watch the show.
Spot on.
So I don't care.
So I told you I watched the first episode
and
tapped out.
I just don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean. You know,
I know it's don't care comics. I get it.
Yeah.
So,
well, yeah, they don't care. But like the Arrowverse isn't even like theirs anymore.
Yeah.
And they announced that I guess they're spinning off a show out of Arrow.
Oh, okay.
With Katie Cassidy and two of the other female characters. I guess they're doing Birds of Prey, maybe.
Okay.
It kind of looks like Birds of Prey. So, cool. But it's what's her name? Juliana Harkfee that came on as the other Canary.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she's and the that, cop.
Yeah. So, like, it's, I guess, a spinoff with them. And
so, is she not Black Canary anymore?
I don't know. I haven't watched the show.
Cassie was Black Siren.
Yeah, but she, like, became good and...
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. Legends will go on. Except now it'll be one timeline, so they won't be all over the place.
Right.
Damn pesky Silver Age. I don't know. It was fun because it's like just seeing like who's coming on the show, even if they're going to be on for five minutes. It's like still an acknowledgement of the entire history of, you know, the DC television.
Yeah. Like when they confirmed Welling and Durant, it's like, okay, now I'm going to watch.
Yeah.
So before that, I probably wasn't going to, but.
You know, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, I think besides Arrow, you don't have to watch any of the other shows, but like Arrow is building up to it. Because this season is just Oliver on a mission for the Monitor.
So this is the final season of Arrow.
Just 10 episodes.
Is it 10?
Yep.
So I'll probably watch all 10 episodes just to see how it goes.
But like,
but I don't see myself going back and catching
I was talking to Bob about last season. And he said last season, instead of doing flashbacks, they did flash forwards. Mm. And then by the end of the season, everything you had seen in the flash forwards.
You'd caught up.
Culminated to what the end of the season was.
Okay.
And that, and then it goes directly into Oliver doing a mission, doing this mission for the Monitor that'll probably get him killed. So I would assume that's what they're going to do.
So like, I'm not excited.
Somebody has to die. It has, there has to be a funeral because it is crisis. Yep. I mean, you know, if you're going to do a crisis story,
and it has to be one of the
funeral.
Main characters.
Yeah.
I'm not super excited for Batwoman.
Wally holding Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or Barry holding Oliver with all of them standing behind
Black Canary
him.
Holding Oliver.
That would be kind of cool too. But I mean, like, you know, it's not going to be Supergirl holding Oliver, but like, you know,
maybe Barry, it'll be Tom Welling holding him.
Well, that would be kind of cool too. So. But like Barry and Oliver have been there since the beginning. I mean,
is this a 4-night thing?
I'm sure it is. It's over 5 if Batwoman.
Yeah.
Well, no, 6 if it's Black Lightning, Supergirl, Arrow, Flash, Legends, and who did I miss? What did I miss?
Batwoman.
Did I say Batwoman?
Okay, Supergirl, Flash, Arrow, Legends,
Black Lightning,
and
Batwoman. So it'll be 6 episodes if they do it over all 6 shows.
iZombie.
Canceled a long time ago.
I know.
Could cross over though.
It's coming back for one.
Maybe
season.
You'll see.
It's got one more season.
Maybe you'll see Swamp Thing in the Crisis.
Yeah. Yeah, Constantine will probably be there, right?
Well, he's been on and off Legends. Well, Brandon Routh is gone from Legends.
Oh, okay.
So like him showing up as
I see. I didn't watch last season.
As far as I know, him and his wife was on the show,
right?
And like their characters,
Courtney Ford,
are not on the show now.
Okay.
So
because she was Damian Dark's daughter.
And he's coming back.
Yeah.
Like, supposedly, like, I think it's for Crisis. Damian Darks is going to be in Crisis, too. So, cool. I don't know. I think they tried to get back everybody they could. And it would kind of be cool to see the Hawks show up again.
Oh, that'd be cool, too.
But
oh, I know. Speaking of DC, the other thing I watched on the train, or on the plane, Batman
Artie
Ninja Automobile. Turtles.
How was that?
It was garbage.
Yeah?
One, they call him Ra's al Ghul the whole time.
Okay.
It's not Kevin Conroy. Troy Baker does the joke. This is another one where he does the Batman and the Joker voice.
Oh, okay.
And he's okay at both.
Sure.
Like, I wouldn't say he's great at either one of them. But they keep calling him Ra's al Ghul, and it's like,
see,
this is
like,
done
before,
by the goddamn animation team. They should get that fucking shit right.
It was Ra's. I always thought it was Ra's al Ghul.
So. Well, it was always Ra's in the animated series, and then
before all the animated,
right.
When I actually read the comic books, it had that character in it. I always thought his name was Ra's al Ghul.
But then in Batman Beyond, they went out of the way. If you remember the episode where Ra's tried to take it, where Ra's had taken over Talia's body.
Vaguely.
And he was trying to take over Bruce.
Yeah.
Like, Terry calls him Ra's, and Talia, who is actually Ra's personality in there, like, it's Ra's. Like got all shitty with him about it, and it's like, yeah, it's Ra's,
okay.
But it's actually pronounced Ra's. I mean, that's how like in Arabic, that's how you say that word. So
it's spelled R A S.
Yeah, it's R apostrophe S.
R-A-S.
Anyway.
If they wanted to be rich, they should have went R-A-E-S. See? See what I'm saying? And put an H on the end. So it
but
was
this is... this is so, but here's the thing. It's like, this is where DC loses, like, points constantly.
But it's not DC. It's Warner Brothers. Well, it's not DC.
Okay, like, let me rephrase. You're
DC
right.
is a comics company. Warner Brothers is the production this company that owns
DC. This is where Warner
DC.
Brothers constantly loses me, right? They have all of this content, mm-hmm. and they do not follow any of their established, like, nuance.
What do you mean?
Like, names and things like that. Like, they're always, like, doing something stupid or changing something or... You know, like something that doesn't need to be changed. I don't know. I just don't.
But that's just the people who are writing this stuff. And yeah. Warner Brothers goes, sounds good. Go ahead and produce it. We'll make money off of it.
Yeah, maybe. But
you know.
Anyway, the animation was really good, though.
Yeah.
It had Damian. It had Burnside Batgirl in it.
Yeah.
No Nightwing, which was kind of sad. The Turtles were really good. They were really good.
That's right. Yeah, there is nobody besides Batgirl and Robin. In it because you know. I was thinking of the figures
so
and that the two packs they released yeah.
I would like to get that Leonardo hopefully loose somewhere and the Damian loose somewhere
oh yeah
but because I don't really care about the Batman figure
there's plenty of local toy stores around yeah. here who might get them loose
yep.
at some point
but
I bought the exclusive yeah. that they did with Michelangelo wearing Batman
yeah
costume.
Which was cool
yeah,
so. But anyway, the animation was good. The story, I don't know. I didn't really like the comic when I read it either. So,
well, they've done like three.
There's
now,
been
haven't
three.
They?
Yeah,
yeah. And IDW published one, and DC published two of them.
Baxter Stockman was good, but he was a tiny little fly. So
that's weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, no Bebop or Rocksteady.
Shredder though.
Shredder was good.
Yeah.
The fight scenes between Shredder and Batman were animated really really well.
Okay.
So. And they both kind of they respected. That was the one thing that I feel like they really got right is what a badass Shredder actually is.
Yeah.
So
like that he's actually earned his position as yep. the leader of the Foot Clan.
So. And then
what do you think about the casting of Gordon for the live action movie?
I love Jeffrey Wright.
Yeah.
Like Gordon's one of those characters who doesn't need to be white.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I think you go with the best actor available.
I'm curious to see like. What they're planning all together.
I just hope he's not looking down through his glasses. Like
I don't think he'll be wearing like glasses
well,
like that.
Gordon
he'll
wears,
be wearing,
yeah, but.
But he you know, he could have had LASIK. Hey, you know.
So,
it's a whole different world.
No, I mean Jeffrey Wright is such a great actor. Like you know,
that
why wouldn't
matter,
you?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you go with
yeah.
him as Jim Gordon? So I'm gonna be really interested to see what happens when they try to do a Black Batman.
It's like casting Denzel as Superman.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. It's like you wouldn't question that. I wouldn't question that. Denzel
well,
playing Superman.
Denzel is Denzel, so like there's
But Denzel
not...
can play like pretty much anything. So, you know.
I don't know. I really like The Equalizer. Those were good movies.
Yeah.
That's another one where it didn't have to be a white guy. So I don't know. Like I said, I'm really interested to see they're definitely gonna try and do a Black Batman at some point.
Why
I'm
would,
gonna be
why
interested
do you
to
think
see
that?
How they just They are in the woke era that we live in. They're gonna try that.
Well, I mean, they're talking about it in the comic book. So,
oh,
Jamie yeah. Fox, James Fox,
yeah,
might be Batman.
Well, but he could do the suit that Jim wore. So
yeah,
that Lucius had made. I don't know. What about the Joker movie? Last thing, real quick. Like you're gonna
I've
see it.
Seen a preview for it. It looks good.
Have you read about any of the controversy going on about
the
this?
Shooting and that stuff?
Well, okay, so when The Dark Knight Rises came out, a kid in Colorado dressed up as a Joker
yeah,
and Aurora, shot people.
Yeah.
Which sucks because it's right next to Columbine. And so, you know, it's not like that area hasn't been through enough. So then Variety put out a thing talking about how this is going to empower. Now, do you know the term incel?
No.
It's involuntary celibates.
Okay.
So these are guys who can't get laid.
Okay.
So there's a whole like movement of these incel guys who are like angry and they're always classified as angry white guys.
Okay.
Who are disenfranchised and like this is gonna be the rallying call for them to go out and like do bad shit and like get away with it, like to, you know, say it's okay to go and do bad shit, where it's like, okay, one, like, I think maybe 300 or 400 people have seen this movie so far total.
Yeah.
Like, how can you say that? Because the person who wrote the article did not see it at the Venice Film Festival.
It's just somebody who's just running their mouth. I mean,
it's somebody really who's
trying to get it going, and then will be like, well, I didn't, you know, say anything. So, yeah. You know.
So I think at the end of the day, where my issue lies with this movie, not having seen it.
Yeah.
Is the same issue I had with Venom, is when you have a villain character that is intrinsically tied to the hero with that villain's origin.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need anything before that. I don't need to see, I don't care about like where the Joker came from.
Well,
I don't care that they're giving him a
difference
name.
Is with Venom, they could not use Spider-Man in it because, you know, Spider-Man was part of the MCU. And they actually did a legitimately decent explanation of a story.
Sure.
Where, like, with the Joker, it's like, is this taking place in that universe? Or is this just a universe where this guy loses it and becomes a guy and wants to call himself the Joker?
Right.
So, I mean, unless Bruce Wayne is advertised in this movie somewhere, it could just be a solo movie, you know?
And but like,
which has been done in the comic books too. So it's like, it you don't have to have.
But like, there's no definitive origin for the Joker. You know, there's like 5 or 6 different ones, and DC's done a really good job of like keeping it vague.
I mean, you know, the Killing Joke
is probably the closest to a definitive origin.
Yeah, like that would be the one that I would say feels like the right origin to him. I mean, because that even acknowledges the whole part of the Red Hood and, you know, him becoming who he was. So it's like, you know, it's not tied to Batman per se until the confrontation with him in the Red Hood and that, but you know, the whole thing of the comedian who could never get a laugh.
Right.
And then I'm like, that holds up.
So I don't know. Like I'm like you, I'll see it at some point. I don't know if I'll see it in the theater, but
yeah, I'll see it. I mean, you know, it looks interesting. It'll be interesting to see what they do with the Joker and that. I mean, I watched Venom a few weeks ago and I was like, I actually wouldn't have been disappointed if I seen that in the movie theater.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if I would have paid $5 to see that, it actually was decent enough that, you know, I'm like, hey, I might buy that now.
Cool.
Now that I've seen it, I might actually buy it. So
I'd buy that for $1.
Yeah. I mean, Tom Hardy's good anyways, and I just thought it was a really well done movie.
Cool.
Riz Ahmed's in it, and I didn't realize that he was the bad guy. I'm like, hey, that's the dude from Rogue One.
It's the guy from The Night After.
I was like,
or The Night Of.
I literally was like, hey, that's what's his name from Rogue One. Bodhi Rook.
Cool. All right.
But yeah, otherwise it was just, you know, it's one of those things where like there was a trailer before Downton Abbey for the Joker, and I'm like, oh, that's a weird movie to put in front of the Downton Abbey movie, but I'm like, you're trying to sell it to all audiences. And, you know, it looks interesting. I'm like, if De Niro is in it, then, you know, it can't be terrible.
Yeah.
And that, I'm sure Warner Brothers already thought of the whole thing with the Aurora shooting and, you know, was not inconsiderate. It's just, it's a business.
Yeah. I get you know. Like, and I'm not saying that they need to like shelve the movie because, you know,
they don't need to shelve the movie. The movie just looks like, you know, some kind of thing where he starts a revolution.
And if you see, so like you see the movie and then the person writes this article and like can point to specific things in the movie.
Yeah.
Not a trailer, which some of that stuff may or may not be in the film.
But not at all.
Right.
I mean, you know,
like, I just think that's really irresponsible.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, there was stuff in the Downton Abbey trailer that was shot different from the movie.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just one of those things where that's what happens.
I mean, Rogue One had a whole completely different ending in the trailer.
Rogue One was an entirely different movie from the trailer. So
we need the Gareth Edwards cut today.
Yeah. You'll never get it.
No, I know we won't.
No. Disney would never like release something like that. I mean, you know. The thing is like people demand that. If you're going to demand anything from a Star Wars movie, demand that Disney releases the original cuts of Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi.
So
that's the only thing.
I guess George came out as sad that they didn't follow his treatment for the follow up trilogy.
It wasn't George that came out, it was Iger. Iger like was interviewed and asked about it, and he told him straight up, no, he wasn't happy. Yeah. He wasn't happy that we did what we did, but it's what we did, you know? We looked at what he had and decided it wasn't what we wanted to do.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Fair enough. You know?
On that note, one last thing.
Yeah.
The airport in Honolulu had the original Thrawn trilogy in paperbacks, like in the featured section.
Wow.
Like, okay. So Heir to the Empire, Last
Man, I thought you were going to say those. You got to see Godzilla fight a Muto in the parking lot.
That'd have been cool.
Yeah.
That'd have been real cool. All right. On that note, I don't know if we'll be back next week.
Probably not.
If it is, it's going to be me doing something solo because I actually set up a template on the iPad. So I might try something there.
If you visit the comic book stores in Turkey,
that's what I was thinking. I was going to maybe go and like talk about that. Yeah. So. Cool. On that note, thanks for listening. I'm really tired. I'm gonna probably go crash.
Bye.
Oh, go see Downton Abbey, right?
Definitely go see Downton Abbey. Twice.
Goodbye, Mr. Bedwobs.
3FS Podcast is recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Sunday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. The show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. You can find more information about the show online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as @infamouspodcast to stay up to date on the latest news about the show and what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page, patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and we're looking for help to grow the show to bring you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny online @JohnnyPodorf, and I'm on most social networks as @BrianTudor. Music in this episode was provided by Michael Henry from meetmichaelhenry.com. So, whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Later.